Chair, for this opportunity again. The Uyghur people has been subjected to relentless policies of systematic assimilation, discrimination, and repression by the Chinese government that seeks to erase our ethnic, religious, and cultural identity through forced assimilation, internment camps, and forced labor. Up to 3 million Uyghurs and other Turkic people have been arbitrarily detained and imprisoned by the Chinese government in modern internment camps, the worst since the Second World War. While those who remain free endure a suffocating reality, lacking genuine fundamental freedoms and participation in public life. The reports of the former UN High Commissioner for Human Rights and many other institutions have documented those crimes, which have been so far recognized as crimes against humanity and genocide by national parliaments and a government of more than 10 countries. Chinese government policy seeks to suppress and discourage the use of the Uyghur language in schools, workplaces, and throughout in Uyghur homeland of East Turkestan, replacing it with the Chinese language. Over the past 20 years, the Chinese government has renamed the hundreds of villages, erasing reference to Uyghur history and culture. The repression of the Uyghur people also extended to the economic fields. Uyghurs are facing systematic program of forced labor, forcibly transferred to factories across China under conditions of forced labor. State-imposed forced labor is used to control us, discriminate against us, and violate our fundamental rights. We call on the global community to hold Chinese government accountable for their crimes against humanity and genocide against Uyghur people. Thank you for this.
Thank you. But can I